You may know a lot about the Mississippi River, but do you know these facts about the mouth of the Mississippi River? While it's not a mouth like you may traditionally think of, this large river does in fact have a mouth. In fact, all rivers have mouths. This is just the area where one river connects to a larger body of water, whether it's another river or the ocean. So, ready to learn some interesting facts about the mouth of the Mississippi River? Let's dive in. 1. The mouth of the Mississippi River dumps into the Gulf of Mexico. One of the most important facts about the mouth of the Mississippi River is its location. After all, since the entire purpose of a river mouth is about connecting two bodies of water, you'll want to know what this mega river is connected to. You can find the mouth of the Mississippi River in Louisiana, around 100 miles south of New Orleans, where it dumps into the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf of Mexico itself isn't really an ocean. While they're connected, just like all oceans are, the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean are actually separated by the Caribbean Sea. As a result, while it may seem like the Mississippi River goes directly into the Atlantic Ocean, it actually connects to the Gulf. 2. Compared to other river mouths, the Mississippi has a unique shape and flow. Typically, the mouth of a river is smooth sailing. The water here usually is shallower and slower across a wider area. However, this isn't the same for the Mississippi River. Here, especially during bad weather, the mouth can be dangerous. The water isn't necessarily shallower than the rest of the river, and it's actually narrower at some points. As a result, the water can move fast in certain areas. 3. Sharks swim through the mouth of the Mississippi River. When you think of the wildlife of the Mississippi River, you probably think of a variety of freshwater animals. And you'd be right. From the surface to the bottom of the Mississippi River, there are hundreds of unique freshwater species to be found. However, there is also one particular saltwater predator lurking in these waters as well. Bull sharks have the unique ability to swim in both fresh and salt water. As a result, bull sharks living off the coast of Florida and in the Gulf of Mexico may often swim upstream through the mouth of the Mississippi River. 4. The mouth of the Mississippi River has its own name. Often, you'll only see the mouth of the Mississippi River referred to as such. However, it does in fact have its own name. The head of passes is the area where the Mississippi River branches off to connect with the Gulf of Mexico. These three branches also have their names: Southwest Pass, West Pass à l'Outre, East, and South Pass, Center. Together, they make up the Bird's Foot Delta, one of the lobes of the Mississippi River's delta. 5. There are over 2,000 miles separating the mouth of the Mississippi River from its start. From its mouth in the Gulf of Mexico to the headwaters of Lake Itasca in Minnesota, the Mississippi River is 2,340 miles long. That's the equivalent of a 38-hour drive going 60 miles per hour without any stops. However, the Mississippi River isn't even the largest river in the United States. The Missouri River takes that prize, being 1 mile longer than the Mississippi River. Up next. Are there sharks in the Mississippi River? The Great Flood of 1993, here's what happened to the Mississippi River. $1 billion plus per day, how the Mississippi River helps grow America.